Our dictation for Kamar Halaichi. Q like Queen, A like Apple, M like Mary, A like Apple, R like Ripple. Last name is A like Apple, L like Larry, L, H like Harry, L like Larry, A like Apple, I like Inkster, C like Charlie, H like Harry, I like Inkster. Kamar L. Halaichi. This is a Turkish woman or Arabic woman. 520, date of birth is 7/24/04. Date of accident 5/22/2023. Date of service is 6/30/2023. Kamar Halaichi is here for the chief complaint of involvement in an automobile accident. 5/22/2023 as a leading cause of all the chief complaint, severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and across the tailbone, both shoulders, both ankle and feet, along with headaches and dizziness, loss of memory. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 5/22/2023 at 4 p.m., patient was traveling as a restaurant driver alone in a Jeep. The accident occurred on Dodge Park Road, D-O-D-G-E Park, P-A-R-K Road. The accident happened as follows. She was traveling around 35 miles an hour. She doesn't know which car hit her and what speed they had. However, she was rear-ended by a hurrying driver without insurance. And the police report does mention that her car spun after the impact and the damage was to the rear bumper and passenger side in a T-bone. And the patient reported that she was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene and ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance. And the damage to the car is as follows. The car is not totaled. And there was almost less than $5,000 in damage. And is being repaired. The front passenger and rear passenger doors are damaged and the rear bumper and trunk is damaged. She doesn't remember the exact damage as it is being investigated and being fixed by the insurance company. Injury report. The patient reported that she was badly shaken after the impact. She was shocked. Her fingers were freezing, hands were freezing, and she was scared. She started having headaches, neck whiplash, denies any chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, or any direct trauma to the hip or the pelvis. Patient report that on the day of accident, she did not go to the emergency room. Her family was out of town and she was scared. She saw primary care physician next day. And the physician gave some pain cream and an injection in the back, which helped her for a few days. So far, she has not tried any physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractor, or any other kind of healthcare treatments. She could not locate a doctor. Finally, she was referred to us by her family from a previous exposure by her aunt. Sasan Nashi, S-W-A-S-H-A-N-N-A-S-H-E-E. Chief complaints, the patient is reporting following complaints is headaches, which are mostly in the morning, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are off and on and present moderate to severe, and they are usually on the front part of the head. Denies any sensitivity to the light, noise, and associated factors. There is no associated factor of nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. additional symptoms of TBI are reported. Patient is suffering from dizziness, which is almost constant, loss of memory, forgetfulness, peeing in the bed, severe anxiety, denies any vision problem or taste problem, smell problem, denies any facial problem or any chewing problem, no vision problem, no hearing problem, denies any vertigo, denies any loss of consciousness or seizures, loss of balance, none of them. No incontinence is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is 8, without any radiation to the arm. Patient is suffering from severe pain in the upper back, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 10, and both the shoulders are reported hurting at 10. She says she cannot lift the shoulders beyond 90 degrees bilaterally. Severe pain on abduction. She has a problem with the sleep and walk and sitting and standing. She cannot sleep more than 3 or 4 hours. She also reports severe pain in both the ankle and feet, which are numb and tingling off and on, and all the toes are all involved with numbness and tingling as well as pain. She denies any shooting pain from the lower back down to the legs. The pains are described. The pains are continuous and are described to be as shooting, sharp, heartburning, and heavy. The pain level, highest pain intensity is 10. The ADLs are 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, and walking, and improved by standing, lying down, bending, and sitting, according to her. As there is associated numbness, tingling, pins, and needle only in the ankle and feet area involving all the 5 toes bilaterally. There is no associated muscle weakness except for the shoulders that she has a difficult time lifting, but she does not drop any phones or dinner plates, denies any bladder bowel incontinence. System review, patient has no medical problems. Past surgical history, she reports of having a plastic surgery and losing 20 pounds. She had a surgery to the nose, tummy tuck, abdominal plastic. Allergies, none. The family history, mother is alive and suffers from diabetes type 1. Father is deceased from electric shock. Siblings, one sister and two brothers. The younger brother suffers from autism, AUTISM. Otherwise, there is no other issues. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with her family. She don't have any children. Employment status, patient is working at Beaumont Healthcare System and works as a nutritional services, MRI services, doesn't have to lift or any major weightlifting, but she has to push a cart for carrying the nutrition supplies and walk all day in the hospital. Attorneys, she has retained Mr. Mark Kasseed, Kasseed. Personal history, does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. In addition, patient reports sleep problem, denies any suicidal thought or homicidal thought. Mild anxiety is reported. No concentration problem, self-worth problem, depression problem. There is no concentration problem, self-worth problem. Patient reports a problem with the depression and mood. Mood is described to be okay, but the depression is discussed by the patient. ADLs are affected. Sleep is affected 10. Feeding is affected 8, and personal hygiene is affected 7. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133 over 77, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'4", weight is 160. A 19-year-old Arabic female of a good built, nutrition alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, obese, there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. No acute distress is identified. No shortness of breath or severe pain faces. Patient does appear mildly anxious, but not lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk without any limp or intalgic gait, without using any cane or adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, psychiatric, and they're all normal. In the musculature examination, please mention presence of severe spasm in the area of neck muscles, posterior neck muscle, capitis cervical and sternocleidomastoid muscle, trapezius muscle, cervical and thoracic fibers are in severe spasm. Quadratus lumborum muscle is in spasm, and two trigger points on either side of the trapezius muscles are noticed as being reproducible tenderness. There is a spasm in the paraspinal region from C2 to L5 bilaterally with no tenderness, but spasm is present with 1 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the other muscles are not in pain. However, there is a pain is present in bilateral shoulders in the rotator cuff region. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is normal. Spine tenderness is noticed at the area of L5, S1 and sacroiliac joint bilateral. There is a spasm of the trapezius muscles from cervical, thoracic and lumbar part, as well as quadratus lumborum muscle and paraspinal muscles all the way from C2 to L5 bilaterally with mild spasm and hypertonicity of 1 plus without any tender points. However, some trigger points are noticed in the area of neck to shoulder junction of trapezius muscle, middle fibers. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was positive, bilaterally Lermit test was positive, distraction test was positive, Soto Hall test was positive. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test were negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. Bilaterally at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test positive. Bilaterally 30 degrees. Breger test negative. Kempf was positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are found to be tender. Standing flexion test was positive, and distraction test was positive, and Gonsalin test was positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the both shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be in normally appearing, and they are warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness. Pedal edema, contusion, laceration or muscle spasm or varicose veins in the rest of the extremities except for the shoulders. Range of motion for all other joints is normal with quick test being negative. No leg length discrepancy noticed. The gait is normal. Patient is not using a cane or adaptive device. No intalgic gait is noticed. Examination of the shoulders. Both the shoulders on inspection appear to be normal, normally appearing with no contusion, laceration or dislocation. On palpation, there are no tender points except in the rotator cuff region bilaterally, and no fractures, dislocations are noticed. Range of motion, passive range of motion is normal. Active range of motion is diminished at 90 degrees bilaterally. The severe pain is complained in both the shoulder area, anterior, superior and posterior, as well as rotator cuff region, and the range of motions are limited to 90 degrees after which severe pain starts. Muscle strength 4 by 5, Special tests were conducted. The Hawken Kennedy test was found positive, and it was bilaterally positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Speed test, near test are positive. And anterior posterior apprehension is positive. Drop arm test was negative. The examinations of both ankle and feet do not reveal any fracture, dislocation, discoloration, dorsal pedis artery, posterior tibialis artery normally beating, good circulation, no neuro deficit, all the toes are moving normally, and no laceration, contusion are noticed. Diagnosis. E66.9, V89.2 X50, G89.21, Z79.891, S09.90XA, as well as S06.9XOS, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, TBI, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0, shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82, thoracic, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1, plan of care for former Ilaichi, HLAICHIQAMAR, is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy. Patient is ordered a physical therapy at her own choice place. She wants to go to her own therapist. And it is called healing she wants to go to her own place. It is perfectly fine. Healing services, which is on 14 and Ryan. With the attraction massage, patient is ordered physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, as well as both sacroiliac joint 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability is ordered. Patient wants to continue working as she has a light duty. She can work 7 hours, 5 days with 0 pound lifting limit. Nothing else is checked. Medications, non-narcotic medications are ordered for this patient, and they are as follows. Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine number 3, 60 tablets for pain relief, 1 every 6 hour PRN. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety panic. Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, panic, depression. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for brain trauma and nerve healing. Lidoprol ointment for topical pain relief. Theory sets are ordered 50 tablets for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hours. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. No records are available. They never went to a hospital. No x-rays have been done. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych patient will be sent to neuropsych at a later date. Attended care case worker, not none. Past medical records, none exist. Investigations. No investigation is being... Oh, sorry. We are ordering a MRI for the lumbar spine and cervical spine, as well as both shoulders. To identify the pathology so that her treatment can be planned more accurately. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace. Neck brace, neck traction device, TENS unit for further healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. This follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Follow-up visit in 1 month. Thank you.